Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Congrats on the victory tonight. And I was just looking at the match, you know, going on the road. How difficult was it to kind of, I guess, adjust what Chicago does and then eventually, you know, see yourselves to a pretty easy win here on the road?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we had a good game plan coming in. Obviously, we're dealing with a couple of injuries with the back line, but hey, everybody did what they're supposed to do. Everybody stepped up big. Bodie, Oviedo, you know, the back line was massive tonight. You know, getting a shutout was great here. And yeah, I think it just is a testament to how hardworking we are and how good of a group we are. You know, I think we can win every game that we play. I think the whole team thinks that, and you know, we just got to keep pushing.
And then I'm sure when Chicho scores twice the match, it kind of makes things easier for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, him, Andreas had a great first goal. You know, and then Diego, you know, ending the game, they were just massive tonight. You know, everybody had good reactions, working hard for each other. So it was great.
Awesome. Thanks, Adam. Congrats.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Sean, and then we'll go to Caleb.
Hey, yeah, congrats on the win and the clean sheet. First of your career in MLS play, I think. I think you had one earlier in another competition, but we don't need to talk too much more than that. Pablo likes to use the word mentality, right? And I know you've heard it over and over again. We've heard it over and over again. But what do you think it says about kind of this team? You touch on it a little bit, but what do you think it says about this team's mentality to have your backs against the wall? You're a backup. You have two guys in front of you at center back who have very rarely played center back, and I don't think ever together before, but to come in and pick up 3 points on the road like that, what do you think it says about the kind of the club's mentality?
Yeah, I think we're just a bunch of dogs, you know, a bunch of dogs that are put together, and, you know, we're willing to go out there for 90 plus minutes every game. Everybody is that's, you know, on the roster for game day and even at home. You know, everybody's ready to go and they want to play. You know, I think just having the right mindset throughout the week, whether or not you're playing or not, like, you know, that you got to do your job, you know, on the bench, like me, you know, when if I'm not playing and, you know, helping Zach out and vice versa, you know. So I think, you know, just having a good group, you know, does everything well for you.
Caleb, you're up, and then we'll go to Carson.
Yeah, I'm curious, Gavin, what it was like to have Philip jump in there at the end as a brand new guy, as kind of the captain of the defense back there. What were you kind of saying to him? What were the brief conversations maybe with a guy that's so new?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, obviously he has a bunch of quality, and we know that what he can do on the field. Obviously we just played him last week, so it's great to have him with the squad. You know, and just telling him, hey, like, you know, if you're not comfortable playing a ball, like no reason to mess around with it. We'll go along. We'll get everybody up and in, you know, and he did great to come in and really finish the game off.
And then in general this week with the injuries and with the rotations and everything, what's it been like for you guys, for you specifically as a younger guy, still kind of learning certain things here and there yourself? What was it like to see so many guys rotating in and out that and on that back line?
Yeah, no, of course, you know, it's a good experience to have. But I mean, I think the guys that came in today, Bodie, Oviedo that played center back, Alex, Brody, Emeka, Ojeda, you know, I think we've all worked well as a group together always. So I don't think it was much different for them to just step in at center back. They did a great job. But I think, you know, it's just a testament to how well, like this week we worked on, you know, obviously there's so many different players that, you know, could slide into center back possibly. You know, so everybody did a good job in preparing the right way.
Awesome. Thanks.
Of course.
Go ahead, Carson.
Hey, Gavin, congrats on the win tonight. What is the impact Coach Mirza brings to you? I mean, you've worked with him for a long time, and now he's in the first team with you. How has he helped you grow as a player?
I mean, he's the man. Like, there's not much more for me to say, man. He's the man. You know, he's helped me as a young goalkeeper just to grow. I mean, I've been with him since I was 14, first year of the academy. It's almost my fifth year now, you know, in Salt Lake, and he's been there every step of the way, you know, guiding me, helped me, you know, tough love, the whole nine yards. He's been there from day one. So you know, I give all the credit to him, and in our goalkeeper union that we have, like Zach, Tomas, we work great together. You know, and they're just as much part of this shutout, you know, as I am. So yeah, just a big testament to all of them.
You faced off against Chris Brady today, your fellow U.S. men's national team national. Do you have any relationship with Chris Brady? You were the first goalkeeper to face off against him today. That's younger than him.
Yeah, no, I've never been to a camp with him. You know, but being young goalkeepers, we know of each other. You know, definitely, he seems like a great guy and somebody that I'd like to connect more with. You know, just because we're in the same boat at the end of the day. You know, we're both trying to get to the same spots, and I'd love to, you know, talk and learn some stuff off of him too.
Awesome, thank you, Gavin.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.